Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Mike, good to see you as always.
Good to see you too. How are you?
Feeling fine, because I got last week's challenge.
You did, and very quickly at that. And I said, start with the zodiac signs Taurus and Leo. Drop one letter, and you can rearrange the rest to spell a two-word phrase. Five letters, three letters. That means eliminates. What is it?
Well, if you dump the A, you can rearrange those letters to spell rules out.
All of that is indeed true. All right, Ian, on June 6th, 2012, the phenomenon known as a transit of Venus occurred. This happens when the planet Venus is visible as a small black dot moving across the face of the sun as it passes between the sun and the Earth. The next transit of Venus will occur in December of 2117. Set your clocks, everyone.
At 6:25 on Friday.
Give or take. In honor of something none of us will ever see again, let's have a quiz about the planets.
Oh, boy.
There's only eight of them, so...
Depending on how you count.
That's right. While most commonly associated with Saturn, the other three outer planets, Jupiter, Uranus, and Neptune, also have what?
Rings.
Yes, they also have rings. And beyond the main rings of Saturn is something called the Phoebe Ring, which is named for the moon of Saturn. It's tilted at about 27 degrees off from the rest of the rings, and it actually orbits in retrograde like the moon does. Written between 1914 and 1916, The Planets is a seven-movement orchestral suite written by Gustav Holst, with each movement named after a planet. It begins with Mars, the bringer of war, which is followed by Venus, the bringer of peace. Which planet is the third movement, subtitled The Winged Messenger, about?
Mercury.
Mercury is right. And Pluto was discovered 4 years before Holst's death, but he had no interest in writing a movement about it because he was pretty much disillusioned by the popularity of the entire work by that time, so he said, never mind. In the early 19th century, four objects known as Vesta, Juno, Ceres, and Pallas were classified as planets. They were reclassified some 50 years later as asteroids, since they were of much smaller mass, and they occupied space in the asteroid belt between what two planets?
Jupiter.
And?
And Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars.
You've said it already.
Mars.
Mars, yeah, between Jupiter and Mars. Ceres, one of the four asteroids, was actually reclassified again as a dwarf planet in 2006. Speaking of not being able to figure out what things are.
Really more a fan of the early stuff.
I know. Situated along Jefferson Drive in Washington, D.C., Voyage is a 1 to 10 billion scale model of the solar system. At one end, Pluto is located just east of the Smithsonian Castle. At the other end, Mercury is appropriately stationed outside the northeast corner of what museum?
I don't know what the museum is called.
It's called the National Air and Space Museum.
Oh, all right. Yes. Yeah, that sounds right.
Good. Yes, it's called the National Air and Space Museum, officially. And at that same scale, Alpha Centauri, the closest star system to the sun, would be approximately 2,500 miles away in San Francisco.
Holy cow.
And finally, each planet has an associated astronomical symbol. Which planet's symbol is a three-pronged spear known as a trident?
Neptune.
Neptune is a good guess, because it's right. You know, we'd be just in orbit if you would send us some mail. So write to us at quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can blast off and visit wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at the show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the names of the planets Jupiter and Mars. Change one letter to a D, and you can rearrange the result to spell a two-word phrase, 4-7, that you might see written on a sign attached to a limousine. What is the phrase?
Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back in these same seats this time next week.
We will see you then.